Came in a sour nice water pasha was Chanan. A very classic Chassidish word. Right? You see this in very many surim bringing from different tzaddikim that also had the same idea. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Pusik, Onoichi Oimed Ben Hashem Ivanaicha. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying about himself that he's standing between the Eibishter and Kol Yisrael. Okay? But there's a very classic Chassidish attached from Zlatra Vamagid. Moshumash and Pasha's boy brings it from Zlatra Vamagid, and others bring it from Ramosha Kabrina and more. Zot Ramagid said, Taich, Unoichi, the Unoichi is of a person, the Gava of a person, the person's ego. That's what Oimed Bein Hashem Ivanaicham. That's what gets in the way between you and Hashem. You'd be able to be very close to Hashem, you'd be able to be very connected to Hashem, if not for that ego that gets in a person's way. Now, you know, it's so simple and so true that if only we wouldn't be so haughty or arrogant, we'd definitely be closer to Hashem. But I think that when it comes to Shulam Bayis, something so simple that's so connected to that, and that is that when a husband and wife are getting along, let's call it, and there's Shulam Bayis, automatically there's Shchinah Shri Banayim. When a home is the way it should be, and a marriage is the way it should be, there's a Shchinah Shri Banayim. And unfortunately, sometimes what's happening is that the Anoichi is Oimid Bain Hashem Ivanaicham. Banaicham Musharabim. You would both be closer to Hashem and be zoichet to the Shchinah Shri Banayim, if not to that Anoichi that gets in the way. And so often, it's mamash over a shtis. It's mamash over an Arishkeit. Now I know to me, what someone else is struggling with is an Arishkeit and looks so petty, and what I'm struggling with will look to someone else so petty. And that's why it's good to discuss these things and to get objective opinions sometimes, to hear that, yeah, maybe it is a little petty. Maybe it is just a little arrogance, or it is just a little ego getting in the way. And it's a shame when that's all it is. So let me read two letters, and I don't mean with that word to trivialize what people are struggling with, as I always say, but let me just mention a letter that came in. Two, actually. One more recently, but I find that they're connected, so I like covering more at a time. So it goes like this. Thereby grown. I had a recent situation. It wasn't so terrible, but it's something I feel I can use guidance about. It's a few weeks before Pesach, and I asked my wife if she can still make challah for Shabbos. She was very bothered by the fact that she's working so hard to prepare for Pesach, and she can't do it for me. I really didn't like how she answered me, and we started a conversation about it. Okay, I'm just adding my interpretation. It seems that he asked if she could still make challah, let's say it was a week or two or three before Pesach, and it was ready, not so easy to bake challah, and she couldn't. And he didn't like how she said it. She probably answered it in a way that he felt, slighted by the tone or the way she said it. During the conversation, she expressed that she feels that I don't express enough my appreciation for all that she does. She really does a lot, especially now watching the children without school because of the coronavirus. And it seems like she doesn't really need my help as much as she just wants me to give more appreciation of what she does. Okay, you have a mother who's running a home and running a school during Corona, and I don't need your help, just appreciate what I'm doing. I feel, and this is coming because now he asked for challah, it seems, and she just felt like, oh, I guess you're not appreciating enough what I'm doing already. I asked her quite clearly, I feel that I am appreciative, but I'm not sure how I can express it more. I asked her quite clearly how I can express it more, but she wasn't clear. I tell her thank you often. I show amazement at all her work. Obviously, there's always room to do it more, maybe to buy things for her or write a note, which is something I really do, but I would appreciate having more ideas about how to show my appreciation so that she's feeling good about it. Okay? Very good question. You have a wife who's demanding, so to speak, or at least resentful that she's not getting enough appreciation, and a husband who wants to give it. What could be better? Okay. So that's one letter that someone's asking for some help. Okay, let me now read another separate question. Hello, Rabbi Gruen. Thank you so much for all the clarity me and my wife have gained from your classes and for all that it did for our marriage. There is something that bothers me very much, and I know it might sound to your listeners as silly and trivial, yet it affects my marriage so deeply. You have mentioned in the past that something can be very disturbing and challenging for one and be totally silly and unimportant to another. Right? Just mentioned it before again. That is what gave me the courage to write to you about this. We have a wonderful marriage, and I must say that in general we are an extremely lucky couple. However, there's something about my wife that I simply cannot stand. It's not something she does or says, it's actually something she doesn't say. It's the two simple words, I'm sorry. Whenever she does something that hurts my feelings, and although it happens more than I'd like, I will mention that I'm not one to be easily offended or hypersensitive. When I tell her that I was hurt by something she did or said, she will never, ever say the words, I'm sorry. She'll discuss it, talk about it, and even debate about if it was right or wrong what she did, but never, ever the words, I'm sorry. And even when I tell her, all I need is an I'm sorry. That's it. This can all be a thing of the past with those two simple magic words. But it doesn't help. Never, ever do these words leave her mouth. She can start with, but I'm not sure what you want me to apologize for. and continue on with, I'm not the type that says, I'm sorry if I don't know for what, or I don't feel I have to, etc., etc. But the actual I'm sorry all these years, it just doesn't come. I'm embarrassed to say, but this gets me so angry that I can say things and do things that I never say or do to anyone else. I start making a much bigger deal about what she actually did and showing her how wrong she is, all in the hopes of getting an apology. And when my wife gets upset at me for these things, I start screaming at her for being so stubborn and stiff, resisting to say these two relatively simple and stupid words, I'm sorry. Stop being so stiff and just say them for a change. I've apologized countless times in the past and have no issue with saying I'm sorry when somebody was hurt or offended, but for some reason I can't merit hearing them. I know I should probably just leave go and forget about hearing these words, but there's something about them that I believe will ease the tension. What can I do to either accept it or get my wife to say it so that to say it? Please address this in a way that me and my wife could both listen to it and help us get past this issue once and for all. Okay, so this is something similar to what I said in the Yiddish class today about somebody who wants that he and his wife should both be able to listen to a class and get clarity about something. So, let me say this. Just to connect the dots over here, okay, for those who are wondering. The first letter writer has a wife who wants to hear a thank you, an appreciation. And a husband who's saying, Adarabha, teach me how. The second one is about a husband who wants to hear an apology, and somehow it's not coming. In both cases, it's actually the husband reaching out for help. One wants to know how to express more appreciation, one wants to know how to get an apology. But in any case, they both mentioned, maybe that's why I first noticed the similarity, they both mentioned that it's not terrible. The first one writes, out of a recent situation, it wasn't so terrible, but it's bothering me. And the second one writes that it actually might seem trivial, and Baruch Hashem, everything is good, but these are issues that are bothering people. Now, like I mentioned often, and like this, like I'm being quoted over here, it's okay to be bothered by something. You should never feel stupid or bad or guilty for being bothered by something, okay? If somebody's not telling you thank you, or somebody's not saying I'm sorry, or somebody's not helping you or not looking at you, or whatever it may be, it's okay to be bothered by it. You know, you should never feel bad or guilty for being bothered by something. It doesn't help anyone to be self-critical and say, why is this bothering me? Shouldn't be bothering me? It's okay if it's bothering you. Nothing to be ashamed about. On the other hand, the fact that both are acknowledging, and I don't think they're acknowledging it just to be politically correct, I think they're both acknowledging that it's not terrible, it's good. You should remember it's not terrible. You should remember it's not terrible. It's important that you remember that this is not terrible. And sometimes listening to my shiurim, listening to these weekly classes, helps you understand it's not terrible, because some situations are more terrible than this, not a question. You know, so remembering that it's not terrible should help you also. In other words, you don't have to remember it's not terrible and therefore feel guilty for being bothered, but you should remember it's not terrible and don't get thrown off your equilibrium and don't let your whole house rock because of something that's bothering you. It's just important to remember, you know, the balance between, yes, it does bother me, yes, it's not terrible, life can go on, and Baruch Hashem, this is my issue. So again, the common denominator is one spouse is looking to hear something, whether it's a thank you or an apology, and the other one either is resisting or already giving it, and let's try to give a general structure about how to achieve something you want. Okay, you're looking for a thank you or an apology. Let's try to offer a general structure. I might be saying a lot of different pieces of a puzzle. Okay, so I hope that each point will be taken well. But let's try to talk about the main examples we're going to be giving over here are obviously appreciation and apologies. But I think it's the same for other things as well. Anything else that you're looking to obtain. When we talk about appreciation and apologies, let me preface for those that are waiting for this. Okay, these are not things that you have to ask for. Okay, it's decent. It's decency. It's simply being a mensch that when somebody does something for you, you express appreciation. It's decency and being a mensch that when you offend someone or do something wrong, you apologize. Now I know that both of these things can be taken out of context. There are times that you already express appreciation and somebody wants way more than is normal. There are times that there's nothing to be appreciated for and somebody's already demanding it. Okay, but in a general sense, being an appreciative person is always good and healthy. And you shouldn't wait for someone to tell you, I want you to say thank you or I want you to show appreciation. Tell you to go to an apology. It could be sometimes that it's out of bounds. Sometimes you're busy apologizing a whole day for nothing. Sometimes somebody demanding apologies is doing something wrong. And it's good to know that there's such an idea where it's not good to apologize too much. It's not good to apologize for nothing. You know, I once read somewhere about the idea that when you know, you call a company and the operator who picks up says something about, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You know, oh, hello, I want to change my number. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Stop being sorry because it takes away the meaning of the word. You don't have to be sorry for something you didn't do or something that didn't happen. You say, I'm sorry to hear. You could say, you know, I'm sorry that you're going through that. But very often the I'm sorry has just come like instead of hello. Yes, but in general, being remorseful and apologizing and being appreciative and thankful are normal, and they shouldn't be asked for. That's first of all. So I don't want anyone to think that because we're discussing how to get someone to tell you thank you or I'm sorry, it means that if somebody doesn't ask for it or doesn't ask for it the right way, you don't have to give it. Part of being a mensch, part of normal, healthy communication. And another thing, sometimes you want to be able to pick up on when somebody's apologizing. So let's do this slowly. If it means something to you that somebody be thankful, like I said before, don't feel guilty about it. It's fine. And if somebody uses it against you, and recently I was talking to someone about this exact situation that he was dealing with. He was either asking for a thank you or whatever it was. He was telling me, oh, it means so much to me if you appreciate or express thank you for what I did. He's like, oh, you have to hear it? Don't get thrown off when somebody tries to make you feel stupid for wanting appreciation or wanting an apology. And you could very politely, not nasty, politely say, yes, I'd love to hear it. There's nothing wrong with that. So don't feel stupid. And there are things that are normal. And you don't even have to ask for it. And if you do, then it's okay to ask for it. Now, let me mention that sometimes people have the interesting ways of expressing appreciation and apologies, okay, and remorse. And I'll just read something that somebody sent me recently, because I think that there was really something to it, and it's just such a good example. Okay, I recently made a really delicious dinner. It was an expensive cut of meat, and I marinated and dressed it. A lot of preparation went into it. While we were eating, my husband asked me what cut of meat it was, and I told him. Later on, I asked him if he enjoyed dinner. He responded that he already told me it was delicious. I told him I must have missed something because he never said that. He answered and said to me, I asked you what cut of meat it was. Okay. Basically, we all communicate differently and we all compliment differently. I still have not gotten used to it, but I understand him anyway. What this lady is expressing over here very profoundly was, and it was communicated, it wasn't a guess. He felt that asking, oh, what cut of meat is this, was a way of saying, it's delicious. Now, is that a way to say it's delicious? Maybe not. So if he'd be asking the question, did I say it the right way? I don't think you said it the right way. It's fine to say it's delicious. It's fine to say thank you. But at least she's acknowledging that the fact that he felt that this was his way of saying it's delicious. You know, different people have different ways of saying things. So if you're not getting exactly what you want, the way you want it, it might bother you. And you might even be right for saying, could you please tell me when you appreciate something? But sometimes you have to realize that when somebody says, I shouldn't have done that, that's their way of saying I'm sorry. Or if somebody says, that's good, it's their way of saying thank you. You know, there's different ways how to communicate. And like I mentioned many times about the love languages, instead of reading the love languages to figure out what your language is and wait for someone to accommodate yours, try to understand someone else's. So if somebody's expressing appreciation or remorse in a way that maybe is not exactly what you wanted to hear, sometimes that's fine. If you still want more or didn't do the job, that's maybe also fine. But it's okay to realize that if somebody did it their way, that's fine as well. Now, if for whatever reason, okay, you're not feeling appreciated, or you're not feeling that somebody apologized in a normal way, it's okay to ask for it. But remember that what you're asking for is not for someone to make you feel something. And this is something I talk about often. I don't feel appreciated. What does that mean? Maybe you have issues. Maybe there's ways. People might get defensive very quickly over here. I'm just mentioning it might be the case. You say, I don't feel appreciated. Well, did your spouse say thank you? Yeah, he said thank you, but I don't think he appreciates it. If you don't feel something, it might not be someone else's responsibility, or the codependency, to make you feel appreciated. You might have a complex. You might have an issue. You might have, I don't know what you have. Okay, and you might have nothing. But if somebody said thank you, they said thank you. Now, if you have another way how somebody can make you feel appreciated, by all means, say what it is. It would mean a lot to me if you do that. I will feel more appreciated. Well, first of all, you don't have to always connect the dots and say that it will make you feel appreciated. You could just say, it would mean a lot to me if you could clear the table after supper. But if that's what's going to make you feel appreciated, say it. But saying, I don't feel, and now it becomes your responsibility to make me feel something, I don't think it's right. I don't think anyone's responsible to make you feel anything. I don't think you're responsible to make yourself feel anything. And same thing the other way. I don't feel that you're really sorry. I hear this so often. It's so wrong, and it destroys relationships. Somebody apologized, somebody owned up, somebody was accountable, somebody expressed regret, and he's even doing things differently. But I don't think you're really regretful. I don't feel that you mean that I'm sorry. And I mentioned this once in the shir about the child lip service, right? The parent was unhappy that the child was saying thank you, but he doesn't mean it. And if there's something that you think someone could mean, then by all means, share what it is, and maybe he'll be happy to do it. He's looking to make you feel appreciated. But if it's just, I don't feel, so you don't feel. So back to, if there's something specific that you want someone to say and it's not being said, then please say it. Don't be vague. Don't say, but I don't. But if it's not something that you know what it is, how should someone else know what it is? It's a big problem when people ask for something they don't know what they're asking for. In other words, they're asking someone to be creative enough to make me feel. Right? How do you want to feel? I don't know. It's his job. Who said? What do you mean? He has to make me feel. I don't feel he means it. And so often, besides how wrong it is, besides that it doesn't make sense, very often, somebody who's saying, but I don't feel it, okay, won't feel it. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. In other words, somebody's projecting on you that you're not appreciating enough because I don't feel appreciated, without acknowledging that if you don't feel appreciated when somebody says thank you, for example, or even does something back for you or buys you something, then maybe you'll never feel appreciated. Maybe just using it as an excuse to always be upset. Maybe using it as a crutch to always have this resentment, and now you're always allowed to be the one, the victim, because I don't feel. You say, I know you said I'm sorry, but I don't feel. So as if there's a way that you can make me feel, and really there isn't. Really, you appreciate not feeling. Anyway, I don't want to get too deep into this, but when you want something, say what you want. And it's okay. It's fine to ask for a thank you. It's fine to ask for an I'm sorry. One thing that you have to be very careful about, and this is where there's something I'm picking up between the lines over here. When you want someone to appreciate something, you say, please say thank you for this, or it means so much to me, right? The easier the language and the tone is, the better, the more chances you are to get it. It would mean so much to me if you could show me that you're thankful for this, or you could tell me thank you for this thing that I did. If you add words like you don't have to, but it would mean a lot to me, it's even better, right? It just makes it easier for someone. You add words like, you know, if you could say I'm sorry for this, it would just mean so much to me. That's fine. If you go from there and start being negative, you never say thank you, you don't say enough thank you, you're not appreciative, do you know how much I do? You start getting personal. You start hurting someone's feelings. That doesn't get you anywhere. Say thank you. Why can't you just say thank you? Why are you so stubborn? Why do you have to be so stiff? That doesn't get you anywhere. So like this other question said, by the time you start making a whole thing out of it, I mean, I know you're right that if only she would say, I'm sorry, this wouldn't happen. But maybe you're turning it into something bigger than it is. So this we have to be very clear. You're allowed to want an appreciation or apology, and you're allowed to ask for it. But do just that. Want it and ask for it. Don't turn it into anything else. Very often you get personal only because you see you're not getting anywhere, so you get stronger and more personal and more hurting and more condescending. That doesn't help. Stick to what you want. Say it once, twice, let it go, come back a day later. Sometimes when you ask for something and you don't make it happen right away, it will come a day later. And I've seen that many times. Somebody who was clear to his spouse that it would mean so much to me if you could write me something nice, whatever it was. And it happened. It happened over, but let it happen. But if you start using it against someone, you know, you can't get anything. Look what you're doing. Why are you so stubborn? Why can't you? You're making it harder for the person to do it. So even though you have every right to ask for it, let it happen. Don't turn it into something hurting or something difficult or something challenging when it doesn't have to be. Let it be the request for it and let it stay right there. So it's normal to want an apology or a thank you. It's normal to get it without asking, and it's normal to pick up on what somebody needs, and it's normal to say, please, if I do this and this for you and you tell me thank you for it, it'll mean so much to me. That's fine. You ask for an I'm sorry. Please say the words I'm sorry. Please say the words thank you. Now, when somebody tells you, please tell me thank you, or please say I'm sorry, the best thing you could do is say it. Just say it. Besides that, it's normal and should have been said without someone asking for it. Just say it. Just say it. Please, for heaven's sake, just say it. But I don't know what I'm saying it for. He just told you what you're saying it for. But I don't think that I have to be sorry yet. Just say it. Saying I'm sorry doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're guilty. It doesn't mean that you're opening a file or a case against yourself that will be used against you forever. Showing appreciation doesn't mean that you're indebted long term or that you're committed for life. It means that you're thankful for something. And if somebody says, I did this for you, it would mean a lot if you could tell me thank you for it. Just say the words thank you. Don't get stuck on not meaning it. And this is where a lot of people get stuck. And this is where I would connect the dots to the word I started off with. Anoichi oimid ben Hashem v'naichem. Don't let your ego get in the way. I know it's hard to say the words thank you. I know it's hard to say the words I'm sorry. When somebody says the relatively simple words, or was it, it's not for everyone they're simple, I know, but it's the right thing to do. And the fabric of a relationship, that it's so fundamental to have these words expressed all the time. And if you don't find yourself saying the words thank you or I'm sorry relatively often, then maybe there's something wrong. And like I said, it shouldn't be said too much. It shouldn't be said, thank you for not criticizing me today. You don't owe someone your life for just treating you like a mensch. You shouldn't say, I'm sorry for my existence, obviously. But in normal circumstances, when somebody's telling you this bothered me, it would mean so much if you acknowledge it. And you say, I'm sorry. Or even if somebody doesn't have to ask for it, but they said, this and this thing happened, I was hurt by it. But you shouldn't have been hurt. Just say I'm sorry. But I don't mean it. Just say it. So that's very important. Now let's go back. When somebody tells you I'm sorry or thank you, don't make the mistakes that people make all the time. Well, the people who ask for it, I hope they don't make the mistake, but even they do sometimes. I want you to say thank you. Thank you. You don't mean it. You just said I should say thank you. But the people who don't ask for it, they make this mistake more often. When somebody tells you thank you or I'm sorry, don't say you don't mean it. First of all, it might not be true. Who said they don't mean it? Well, I know you don't mean it. Well, you don't know anything. And even if someone doesn't mean it, but they said it. They said it. They get credit for saying thank you. They express appreciation. You can't make someone mean it. You can't make someone, and if they don't mean it, so they don't mean it. Don't say you don't mean it. You're basically just you're not letting it happen again, and you're doing something very bad. Don't say it's not what I want. Someone says thank you so much. That's not what I want. It's not what I need. Well, do you know what you need? It was said. Take it. You want something more? Say what you want. Don't push away something that's given and healthy, saying that that's not what I need. It's not what I, it's very not. And don't say I don't need it. So again, the three things: don't say you don't mean it, don't say it's not what I need, and don't say I don't need it. Don't say I don't need it. It's okay, I don't need it. It's okay, it's nothing. How many people make that mistake? You know, sejul favos. Yiddish is expressing sejul favos. Thank you so much. Sejul favos. When someone says thank you, you say you're welcome. Don't say, I don't need it, it's not necessary, it was nothing. Don't. It's so healthy to let someone be thankful and to take their thanks. I talk about this many times when it comes to giving and taking. It's so important to be a giver in a relationship and so important to be a taker. There's only people that know how to give, but they don't know how to take. That's not a relationship. So it's important to take favors. It's important to take a good word. It's important to take a compliment. It's important to take a thank you. Don't say, I don't need it. So don't, again, I'm saying it again, I want it to be clear. Don't tell someone they don't mean it. Okay. Don't say it's not what I want, because that's what you should want. And then don't say I don't need it. It's what you want, you should need it, you should be thankful for it, and that's what's normal to giving and taking. So I hope that I gave a certain balance for what's normal to want and to ask for and to get and to take. Appreciation, apologies, and a lot of other things. Now, because the first question was asking more about, you know, how do I get appreciation over my wife, I express my thanks, she says I don't appreciate. So I hope that what I said until now was a little eye-opening, because she wants appreciation, he's expressing appreciation, and she's not feeling appreciated. I don't know. I'm not sure whose problem that is, really. But let me just give a few tips for expressing appreciation and having it taken well. The first thing, and this is, I don't mean to be cynical. The first thing you want to do is make sure you're saying it. I'll say what I mean with that. When I teach EFT, I say often, people ask, does EFT work? It works if you do it. Now, I don't mean to make a joke. I mean to say that many people learn it, and like a lot of therapies and a lot of ideas, but they don't do it. They don't have time to do it. So they think that by learning it, they're getting something magical in their hands. They're not. They have to do it, you know, to be able to see the results. There are many people that think they're appreciative, and they think they say thank you often, and they don't realize that they're not. You know, so that's just something to think about. Many people assume that they say things. Well, I meant, I said that. Many people assume that they say things, and they don't. So just think about that. Don't assume that you're doing something. Another thing, obviously, don't get stuck on when it's necessary or not necessary. Well, I say thank you when it's necessary. No, I always say thank you when he really does something for me, but he doesn't do anything for me. Don't get stuck on that. You want to be a thankful person? Express appreciation. Now, sometimes a simple thank you is a bit meaningless. Not that somebody could demand more than that, but sometimes thank you, sorry, thank you, sorry. Sometimes it just becomes, you know, in the lexicon, so just something someone says without any meaning. So if you want it to be better accepted, you say, thank you so much for doing that for me, I appreciated it. When you turn it into a sentence, it just has a certain meaning. Or I'm sorry about that thing, I didn't mean it, and I'll try next time better. Sometimes when you just spell it out, it definitely has more meaning. So it's less lip service and more expressive. And you should never, you know, you should never be stingy on how much you're going to appreciate or how many times you say thank you. It's all fine. Now, if you're an expressive person, then sometimes you could express, like he says he does actually, amazement at what was being done or how good it was done or how much it saved you. There's so many ways to express appreciation. In words, you could talk about it. You don't have to make buy a $10,000 gift for it. But you could express how it means a lot to me that you're doing it. I know not everyone does it. It's not a given. I shouldn't take it for granted. It makes things easier for me. There's so many ways to say it, and somebody hears, oh, I think he appreciates. Now, should a wife demand that? No. And if she wants to, then she should be clear about what she wants. Not, I want you to come up with your own ways. Well, I don't have my own ways. But if you want your appreciation and your apologies to be taken, we'll talk more about apology in a minute, then say it the right way. Now, for some people who are not so expressive, and they feel a little awkward when talking this way, Write it. When you write it down, sometimes for some people it's easier. And I'll tell you a little secret. For some people it's easier to take it as well. When you tell your wife, oh, I'm sorry, then, oh, it's okay. Some people don't know how to take appreciation or apology. So when you write it down, you know, that also helps. Make sure that when you're appreciating something, you don't make it sound like it's a given. Sometimes people will say, yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I see it was done. Yeah, of course. And it's an attitude. It's not only when you're saying the thank you. There are many things, and I spoke about it in the other shiur today as well, that there are many things people do that are taken as a given. It's a given that you pay the bills. It's a given that you cook food. It's a given that you clean. It's a given that you wash laundry. It's a given that you take the kids to shiur. It's a given that you learn with the children. When you take something as a given, and even when you say thank you, it loses the appreciation. You're not appreciating something that's a given. I mean, you're appreciative that it's not another problem on your head. But don't take things for a given. Don't take things for granted. Someone does something, they should get appreciation. So showing amazement and showing how much it means to you, and sometimes repeating what someone else has to say about it. So many times you'll see that a woman will feel more comfortable sharing what she's doing with her sister or her mother than with her husband. Why? Well, because they're expressing amazement. Wow, I don't know how you do it. There's just something about how women communicate that makes someone feel very good about their achievements. So if you could try to express that as well, you know, that's definitely helpful. And if you bring your appreciation with compliments and it becomes a little more personal, you know, these are all just simple ideas. Now, if none of that is enough, then I don't think you have a problem. I think on the contrary, I think you could tell your wife, you know, I try to show a lot of appreciation. It hurts me when I, after all that I express, you tell me I don't appreciate. So if there's something more that I could do, please tell me. I want to. Right? You're not becoming a victim and now upset. You're being clear about the fact that I'm out of options. I'm out of ideas. Please help me out with it. Or please don't use it against me. That's also fine. Now, when it comes to expressing remorse and being and apologizing, I think it's the same thing. First of all, let me just review those few points. First of all, please make sure you're actually saying it. Don't say, I think I said sorry. No, don't think. Make sure you're saying it. Don't get stuck on, well, I don't know for what. Should I? Don't I? Say it. Say it. Express it. Talk about, you know, I spell it out, like I said, in a sentence. Make sure that you're actually saying that you're sorry for something. Maybe write it down. Maybe make it easier to express. Okay? You don't always have to go on and on and on and make yourself into a shmata and start taking responsibility for everything that ever went wrong in the house that has nothing to do with you. But if you have to say I'm sorry for something, write it on a note. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean it. I'll try again next time. Thank you for understanding. I think that's fine. And yeah, don't take it as a given. Let me just mention that. Don't take it as a given. If someone says I'm sorry, don't make it sound like it was nothing. Okay, so I'm sorry, so what's the big deal? Why do you have to add, so what's the big deal, when you're saying you're sorry? If you're sorry, you're sorry. Just like you don't want to appreciate something and say, yeah, thank you, but what's the big deal? No, thank you. Same thing when you're saying I'm sorry. Don't trivialize what's bothering someone else. Don't make it sound like it was nothing if you're saying I'm sorry. It's not sorry. If you're being sorry, you're being sorry. Don't say, yeah, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't take it wrong. Now, if you're sorry, then express that you're sorry. So this is all something. Now, one more thing that I just want to mention is what the first letter writer started off with about the challah. I mean, if you want to ask someone for something, say, are you making challah this week? And it's almost Pesach. First of all, it's always a good idea to start off by saying, thank you for all that you're doing. I see you're so overworked, and you're doing so much, and it's almost Pesach. I know it's very hard. If you could make challah this week, I would appreciate it, but you really don't have to. So first of all, by saying that someone doesn't have to, and being clear about the fact that it doesn't have to happen, but I would appreciate it. That's already making things easier for someone. There are many people who get stuck on being asked for something they can't deliver, and they don't like that feeling. So they don't have the confidence and self-esteem and comfortability to say, oh, I'm very overworked, so I won't be making challah this week. Maybe it's from a different week. Some people can't do that. Some people, when you ask them for challah, they feel that they can't do it, for whatever reason, they get defensive. You want challah? Why do you want challah? I'm doing so much. You don't appreciate. Oh, slow. I adjust for challah. But because some people get stuck when you ask them for something that they can't deliver, and they take it very personal. They don't feel good about not being able to come across and deliver something. It's just another reason to go very soft and be clear about the fact that it doesn't have to happen. And before you ask for it to happen, or if it could happen, you first appreciate everything on the side. So when someone feels very appreciated and there's no pressure because it doesn't have to happen, you'd be surprised by how much more they're actually interested and motivated to make the challah and feel like superwoman. I'm cooking and cleaning and taking care of Corona school and baking challah. And very often somebody will do more. So it's a mistake that people have, and I point this out to people all the time. It's a mistake that people make to ask for less, because when I ask for things, she gets nervous at me. Nobody feels good when you don't ask for anything. I know it might be a way to avoid conflict, but you're not promoting shalom bayis by asking for less. It's not the case. She asks for more. But when I ask for more, she doesn't. No, it's how you ask. Nobody likes feeling like, oh, you don't need me, you don't appreciate me, nothing I do is anybody. No, I need you, and I want you, and your challah is the best in the world. Now, because you're working so hard, and because it's right before Pesach, and because, you know, we could do well with other challah as well, so only if you could, then we could, or only if I could help you do it, or only whatever, somebody will feel good about baking challah. And the same challah that caused a problem and a stressful environment and a glitch in the relationship could actually be something that makes it even better and even more room to appreciate and more room to express amazement. And when I was just hope, you know, with these ideas about how to communicate in a healthy way, how to ask for and how to get appreciation, how to get apologies, and just how to understand each other better, I wish we could definitely live together. Take away that unnoichi that gets between Banaychem, Yivayin Hashem, and I wish myself, Yizekh Zdegil Ashlaim and Bakurev.